Hey, meeting to order. This is the sub of the sub. And we just want to get this thing started. We have committee members who are coming in a little later, we hope. This is the subcommittee of the Ways and Means for General Government. Before today is House Bill 3575. Would the staff brief us on the bill?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman, this is me. House Bill 3575 establishes a new Eastern and Western Oregon Forest Land Assessment Program and phases out timber harvest privilege taxes for the affected forest lands. It appropriates $360,000 to the Department of Revenue to form a working group to study forest land appraisal, valuation of fields, and small forest land landowner tax deferrals. It was referred to House Revenue Committee, passed out A and Gross, which made it significantly longer than the first bill. And it was passed out A and Gross with due pass recommendation, referred to Ways and Means by the Speaker. You have before you a staff measure summary, the revenue impact, and fiscal impact statements, which have been distributed. It has been scheduled for a public hearing and possible work session for today.
Okay, any questions? Okay, prep?
Well, sure. Let's hear what this is all about.
And is there anyone in the audience who'd like to testify? There's no one that's signed up at this point.
Well,
is there any left?
I guess we can close the subcommittee of the subcommittee.
Well, I think what we'll do is just stand at ease.
Okay. And we'll just get forward.
Where is that?
Jess, thank you very much for waiting for us as we come to this particular point. And what we will do is we will go into work session on House Bill 3575, Ian Gross. Mr. Ryan.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 3575 does appropriate $360,000 to the Department of Revenue. The appropriation is contained in Section 59A, page 27 of the Ian Gross bill. This is general fund money that will subsequently come back to the general fund from collections of the harvest tax. This is the practice with revenue. It floats the money to administrator this, and then it comes back administratively when the money is received. But right now, I think the general fund appropriation. The Department of Revenue indicates that of the $350,000, they can start the working group going with $100,000 and would be comfortable then with allocating to the emergency board $250,000 so that the Department of Revenue can come back and report to the assembly to the board on the status of the working group and for an allocation of the additional $260,000. That is the recommendation, therefore, of Alan Holt, that the $360,000 that is appropriated, $100,000 goes directly to the Department of Revenue for this, and $260,000 goes to the emergency board for subsequent allocation to the Department of Revenue, and let the Department of Revenue come to the board for the report.
Are there any questions of Legislative Fiscal Office relative to the recommendations been made? As I explained just briefly a moment ago, what this does is basically are similar to other programs where we, the state, front some of the upfront money to begin the program, and then following that, that money is repaid back into the general fund. The all of the balance of the issues have been worked in legislative revenue, and it came from legislative revenue on a 9-0 vote as a due pass, and because it does have this set aside of $360,000 for with the recommendation that Legislative Fiscal has given us that we appropriate on an immediate basis $100,000 and then the remaining $260,000 goes to the E-Board. Are there any questions relative to the recommendation of the legislative fiscal office.
Chair?
Senator Lennon's recommendation.
So this is about the $500,000 coming from the general fund, the 99 and the -1 biennium. And then we are getting only that 313, where's the $187,000
$433.50. Where does that come from? Chairman, could you refer to the fiscal impact?
Yes.
The initial fiscal impact is $500,000.
Yes.
That is simply an estimate. We believe the Department of Revenue will afford to maintain or stay within the $350,000. We have someone from the department that can, Mr. Jim Maneri, can talk to that.
Okay. Mr. Maneri, if you could go, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Jim Maneri with the Department of Revenue. The fiscal impact is the $500,000. Of the $500,000, $360,000 is for the study. So what we need is actually out of the $500,000, you could put $260,000 into the emergency board because that's the study part. We've worked with industry trying to estimate what we might need in terms of consultants, and we'd be very comfortable of the study money to have 100 and then put 260 in e-board. We'd come back and report how the study's going and whether we'd actually need any more. But we would need the appropriation of 500,000 less the 260.
And the 500,000 would be within this biennium?
And Mr. Chair, yes.
I'd like to have a response from Legislative Fiscal relative to the difference of the
$140,000. My response is that I believe the amount of $360,000 was an original effort for the study, and the additional staff that if legislative revenue has worked with our staff on this and is requesting the full $500,000, I will amend my recommendation to that.
And that could be that also could then be handled at the e-board level.
At least the $260,000 we would look at as the entire package. Would that be suitable with the appropriation of $500,000, $260,000 set aside to the e-board to come back to the emergency boards of the accounting?
Mr. Chair, again, Jim Maneri with the department, yes, that would be fine.
Okay.
I might say, Mr. Chair, other than the study money that we're referring to, this is a phase-in program, and one of the pieces that's going to take, for the first biennium, one of the pieces it's going to take is we have to build some databases. The way the program's going to work is there's different groups of forest land owners are going to be treated differently, but once we have the databases built in the first biennium, then you're going to see the savings come through in the second biennium. So there's only just a little extra, mainly data entry staff for other people. Once we get the program set up, it will be actually a lot more efficient to run than the one we're doing currently.
And so actually eventually there would be a savings to the Department of Revenue by having House Bill 3575 again grows fully enacted then at that point.
Yes, Mr. Chair, you'll see the full savings in the second writing.
Okay, that will take an amendment to be just from $360,000 to $500,000. What's the number of that? Getting an amendment to the end growth, we don't have an amendment to it. Do you want me to get an amendment back to come back tomorrow?
Can we conceptually go ahead and proceed with the $500,000?
That would be an amendment on page 27 under section 59A on line 17. Strike $360,000 and put in $500,000. And the $100,000 would be the startup, is that correct?
$240,000, I understand, would be startup, and $260,000 would go to the emergency board.
Right.
Is the department comfortable with rounding down to $500,000 even?
I'm sure we are.
Okay, the amount of the e-board would be
$200,000. $260,000.
$260,000 with $240,000 for the startup and the study.
Startup or starting the study.
Any comments or concerns from the members of the committee? We do have one of the co-chairs here. We welcome you, Senator Timms. We're honored to have you here. The concern I do have is that we're just looking at $140,000 that we had not previously planned on. I recognize that it is an in and out, and for on a long term arrangement will create an efficiency. And I don't want to put the levy on
the vote for guys in a meeting that's more important than that.
Okay. You don't have any objection?
I do not have any objection.
Okay.
If Dallas is all right, I'm all right.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. I appreciate that. I would entertain a motion then that we go ahead and have a dash A amendment to 3575.
Mr. Chair, so moved.
It's moved that the dash A amendment would affect page 27, line 17, changing 360 to 500,000. Are there any objections to that concession amendment?
I'm fine. Okay.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, we'll incorporate that dash A in, amendment or dash 1 amendment to 3575A. Are there any other concerns or objections to 3575A as amended with the dash 1?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I do not fully understand the bill because this is the first time I'm hearing it. I was absent some time ago. Maybe you can have a public hearing on that time. But I'm going to give you the vote. But after I study, if I find something else, I have the right to
reserve the right to vote against. Certainly. Thank you, Senator Lynn. We appreciate your diligence and we appreciate your loyalty to that. Senator Lynn votes yes. Are there any other concerns or expressed desire to vote any other way? If not, be it recorded that all members present, and we do have a quorum, vote aye on House Bill 3575A as dash 1 engrossed. So ordered to the full House do pass the recommendation. What am I going to have to do? If there is no other business, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you very much.